Welcome to the Bobble On Podcast, where we save insurance agents from mediocrity.
Insurance agents across the country want to increase their revenue, but they're having trouble due to ineffective marketing strategies. This is always going to lead to poor lead generation and a total feeling of insignificance.
Your marketing efforts ought to drive high-quality prospects to you.
The Bobble On Podcast was formed to help you become the most referred insurance agent in your state. Bobble On!
Episode 9.
Love it.
What's 9 in Spanish?
Is it nueve?
Nueve!
Episode nueve.
Episode nueve.
Yeah, had really a lot of fun with the first 8. Really looking forward to kind of wrapping up the networking today.
And, yeah.
I think it's the feedback that you guys have given us about what we're doing has been just so pivotal to keep us going, pushing us to really add value to our community. We're having a blast.
Yeah, I think the feedback I've really enjoyed hearing is that it's having immediate impact.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not like theoretical stuff that we're talking about. That's like, oh, that really inspired me, and I got through my day. You know, push me to the next level. It's really like, oh, I actually started doing that, and it's working.
Mm-hmm. Because motivation doesn't last, right? It's like bathing, as Zig Ziglar said. You got to do it every day.
Well,
we are not a motivational podcast.
Yeah.
Do not want to be. Shall not be, will not be, cannot be.
And a lot of people don't bathe every day. So, you know.
Can't help them.
Can't help them.
Nope.
Motivation wanes.
No, but motivation just does not last when it's cold outside, when there's snow on the ground, when you're not feeling good, when you're sick, whatever. Name an excuse here. Whereas the tangible tips we're trying to give, you can do, it doesn't have to be today, tomorrow, but you can do them when you're ready to do them.
Yeah, and create habits and form habits around them. And that way they become a more disciplined approach to just living opposed to being inspired and motivated to actually go do something.
Amen.
Yeah. So, today's episode, the problem that we're seeing, let's assume we're getting the referrals, we've done a great job getting out there, we've connected with new partners, they're referring business in, we're transacting that business, things are looking good.
Looking great.
The problem that we're seeing, though, is that agents aren't tracking the right stuff.
Yes.
They're not tracking the right stuff.
And we're getting a little fat and happy.
A little fat and happy. And we're going to address that today.
We haven't got as many leads as we're getting. All of a sudden, we're getting a little fat and happy. And a couple months go by, we're not getting as many leads as we once got. So today, when we go through the tips, we're going to go through how to avoid and stay fat and stay happy.
Stay fat, stay happy.
Hashtag endless. Stay fat.
Endless happy fat.
Give me your best person in the last couple days.
Well, I think it's hard not to focus on the new pup because the pup is like in my face every single minute when I get home. So we're having a lot of fun with her. But specifically, I think it was Monday, I dropped her off at puppy daycare in Waltham with about 18 other puppies just running around, sprinting. And I put her down, and she bolted right to the Labradoodle. Like, she's a Bernedoodle, and she just bolted to the other fur ball in the corner. And it was just funny watching that. And they started playing, and I just knew that, you know, we're dropping her off in the right place.
You got any parents from puppy daycare? You guys are puppy friend daycare friends?
Well, we're already really good friends with Nikki.
Okay.
And she's the one that referred me in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so her dog Lucky is there, and they love each other. She's a Labradoodle herself. So, but other than that, no, I haven't met any other puppy parents.
Mm.
It's not one of those lasting relationships, because once they hit like 20 weeks or something, 30 weeks, I don't know.
You got to do the behaviors that make it lasting.
Yeah. Well, she's getting like a pound a day she's getting big. So she's just starting to tower over these little pups.
She's doing the macros that you want to do.
I know. She's eating more than I am.
Yes, she is.
Back to you. You're personal.
Let's stay on dog diet. My personal is, Emma last week, and in the last couple days actually, she started saying the word honey. But she says it towards Mason, which is just so funny. So Emma, again, is 2, 2.5. Mason's almost 4. And Emma just, like, walks up behind Mason and is like, hey, honey.
And it's just so, KG
probably both
and I,
take like double takes.
KG and I are like almost in tears laughing because she just is like, honey, like that's how she says it. And it's just, we don't know where she got it, how she got it, but sometimes our best personals that happened the last week for KG and I are just like, I don't know where or how Mason and Emma learned XYZ word, but we don't say that very often.
No.
Like,
most people our generation don't say that.
No, so it's definitely the daycare teachers that do it, but it was definitely the best personal that Emma just comes around behind her. But I do know that tonight, if we recorded this later, would have been because it's Pizza Friday. I love Pizza Friday. Pizza Friday, and I'm wearing Masters gear.
And you have pizza socks on.
And you got a golf shirt on.
Right, and it's green colored for St. Patty's.
Golf. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I know. We probably should have pulled St. Patty's into this somehow.
Well, lucky.
Lucky!
Mickey's dog.
The dog! Mickey's dog. Yeah, intentional.
Love
it. Cool. So, we've got our issue. And our issue is we are not tracking the right stuff on a weekly basis.
Because we're getting bogged down because leads are coming in the door.
Great! Leads are coming in the door because all the efforts that we've put into networking and driving a new business is working. It's great. It's working. And it's so common to get looped back into the sales process and just kind of, well, leads are coming. It's all good. I'll assume it's going to continue.
Let's paint that picture of fat and happy. So we're joking about what fat and happy, that describing it. But what it really looks like is chaos. Mm-hmm. Because we haven't got a lot of leads before. Or maybe they've been friends of friends. Or
digital.
You feel busy, but you actually aren't. Now we're talking about every single day. Our partners are referring us with our template. We're getting it exactly as we want. Maybe we have to sell it, maybe not, depending on how your systems work, but whoo, we're feeling it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you're quoting three or four clients a day, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And if, God forbid, you don't have another person helping you, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, or if you have to service the business too on
Absolutely.
Top. There's a lot of structures that we don't know about, but regardless, that's what fat and happy feels like. It's the things that we did are now resulting in what we wanted to. And now we have new set of problems.
How do you possibly maintain this? Mm-hmm. Because if you just always focus on just executing on the sale, and you sort of forget that all the stuff that you put into getting those leads are not happening anymore, you can't expect that the business to continue to flow the way it is.
Absolutely.
Your referral partners are going to end up forgetting about you or not feeling appreciated as much.
Mm-hmm. So fat and happy is a good feeling if you're still doing the behaviors that you should be doing, and we're going to get to that after. But the other thing that results in you feeling a little overwhelmed is sometimes the market conditions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the market that you are going after, the referral partners, it just happens to be their peak season. And all of a sudden, you're flooded. And when you're flooded with leads, no matter who you are, instinctually, you're like, I worked so hard to get these leads in the door. I'm going to chain myself to my phone or my computer.
I got to execute.
Execute. Yeah. And then I got to do my drip strategy. I got to follow up on things. Heaven forbid you have office meetings. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. So what's the first thing that stops when you're super, super busy? It's networking. It's connecting with your partners. It's like actually continuing those behaviors that really got you to where you're at. Mm-hmm. And that's when you see this weird, like, curve, you know, kind of a spiky up and down curve, though, where it's just like, it's not going to last.
No.
You know, it makes it really, really challenging long term to sustain.
So what we are seeing is to avoid the fat and happiness, to avoid the bog down, we need to set things just a weekly, we need to track certain measurables. And this is going to be our tip and how to keep the leads coming nonstop, regardless of market conditions, right? Is we need to put in place these three things that you should just keep track of weekly if you want to be an expert networker and continue to drive leads.
And some people have more, and that's great. And some people have different ones, which is awesome. Most agents do not track anything weekly when it comes to business development and networking. Mm-hmm. Now, some agents track their actual production, right? But very, very few track anything to do with their business development and networking.
What do they track?
They track leads, the number of leads they get.
And
they
if they're better than most.
If they're better than most. They track sales and premium.
Exactly. Because that relates to commission.
Commission, and that's how they pay their bills.
And that's what gets them fat and happy. And so when we talk about that fat and happy picture, it's because we're associating it with revenue, right? And so if you track leads, you're better than most. You're in the top 10%.
Well, I think, 90% probably do not track what anything to do with business development, anything to do with the lead behaviors of business development. Those that do typically will track leads, like, oh, this is how many referrals I got this week. Awesome, you know, that's really helpful. But the referrals you're receiving, the leads you're receiving, it's great to know how many is coming in because you really need to be able to correlate that with the behaviors, but it doesn't tell you what you should be doing on a weekly basis.
No. It could be external factors.
Absolutely.
That's what when we were selling way back in the day at Liberty Mutual, in Massachusetts, wasn't there like, I forget, 1-1 or 4-1 where like almost all policies renewed?
Right.
Or something like that,
right.
Way back in the day.
1-1,
so,
yeah.
So if that's the case, I mean, of course January's gonna be busy.
Right.
So if you just track leads, it's like, great, January. But the market determined the fact that you're getting all these leads.
I must have done a great job in December.
Yeah, no, forget the Christmas parties you went to and the holiday parties, they had nothing to do with it, it's just the fact people renewed.
Right.
Very similar to if you're in real estate. If the spring comes around and you got tons of leads, it probably has nothing to do with your networking efforts.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you what insurance agents across the country are tracking that's working.
That's really working.
Yeah, so go over one, we'll start with one. What do you see working?
One of the most important is nurturing existing relationships. Mm-hmm. And you need to track the number of engagements you make on a weekly basis with your existing partners.
What's a good example of an engagement?
An engagement can be one of many things. It can be a phone call that you make to them just to check in on how they're doing that week, if they're hitting their goals. It could be a DM that you send to them. It could be you share a post and then you screenshot it and you send it to them and say, hey, great job on XYZ. Mm-hmm. It could be a variety of a lot of things. It doesn't have to be professional.
So social media, phone, text, email.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, by engagements, that is based on how the referral partner wants to communicate.
Absolutely.
If they're on the phone all day, don't call them.
Right.
Because that is taking away from their revenue and potentially your leads. Right.
You better know your partner. Mm-hmm. Know your partner and don't call them if you know that they don't want to be called.
Exactly.
Of course, but it can just take any form. And the reason why this is important is that top of mind awareness through social is great. Social media, just being in their news feed. And if they're referring you, you can engage back and actually write thank you for that. That's great. But being top of mind by actually reaching out to them, opposed to just saying thank you when they refer you, it's so important.
Yeah.
It's so pivotal.
So an engagement number, and again, this is all based on what you particularly want to do. But what we see successful insurance agents do, that number's got to be in double digits.
Yes.
Engagements weekly, just because it's more challenging, it makes you do it every day. If the engagement number is 5 to maybe 9 or so, you can probably get that done on a Friday at 4 o'clock and then just race out the door and technically you're done, right?
Right.
So we want to get that number into double digits, preferably closer to 20 to 50, but again, that's subjective to how many referral partners you have, but it's well over 10.
Yeah, if you have 5 really good partners and that's who's referring your business, you now have 5 engagements. You're not gonna pick a number bigger, but most people who are at this point where they are getting a ton of leads, they probably have 15 to 20 people that give them referrals on a...
But even in the worst case, if you have 1 referral partner, that number could still be 10 without being annoying. You know, you could do a lot of DMs and shares and private messages and texts and whatever, and you could talk about things that aren't specific. As of right now, like the Players is going on, the golf tournament we follow.
Mm-hmm.
We know a lot of partners who love to golf. You could just text them really quick. Do you see what Tiger just did on 17?
Yeah.
Got a quad. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Like, that is an engagement. We're not talking about how's business only.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about top of mind because you're in their mental Rolodex, right? And that's what we talk about often, mental Rolodex. And they associate Matt Namoli with X. Well, the more that Matt Namoli pops up and however engagement, that mental Rolodex just keeps turning.
And when X comes up, who do they think about? Right.
I always think of Matt Namoli.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Costanza.
parking spot. So there's 2 different trains of thought, too, with how do I choose, if I do have 30 or 40 partners, how do I choose if I have 10 engagements who to actually reach out to? And there's a couple different ways, and there's no right way or wrong way. Like, you can cycle through, and in 1 month, make sure that you hit each partner at least twice. And that, you have 10 or 20 a week, and you just cycle through. You could choose, listen, these are the 10 that give me once a week, I get at least 1 lead from them. It's a huge partner. These are the people you need to hit every single week. Or you could cycle and do a combination where you are reaching out and engaging with those who are big partners of yours, but you're also connecting with people that referred you for a few months and then stopped. Yeah. And God forbid, do not reach out to those people and say, how is business? Where's my next lead? Those are the people that are really important to actually just say, hey, the Masters are on.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to watch it?
I think you're right. I think how the Babylon process that we talk about, you follow the 80-20 rule. That's our overall message to you, is to make sure your top 20% you're doing these engagements with, and then trickle with the others as you see fit.
Yeah.
But like you just said, well, however you work, just get that number down. Make that number difficult.
Yeah.
Hit it. All right, let's go to the next one. What's another topic? What should we track?
The next really important thing to track that we see successful agents do is a reasonable, realistic number of new partner meetings. So these are in-person meetings with a potential referral partner that could refer you business in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tough one to do more than like 2, 3, 4 in a week, especially if you're really crushing it on the sales front and you're getting a ton of leads. But this is the one number that stops and becomes zero in the month, in the heavier months of lead generation, the heavier months of sales. But it's so, so vital you continue to do it, especially when things are a little bit quieter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in real estate and you want to get in, you know, get a lot of home buyers, and home buyer leads is your thing, you know, and you want to meet with lenders or realtors or attorneys or loan or financial advisors, pick one, pick two, pick three, whatever is a reasonable number you know you can hit every week, and that's your number. What does it require? It requires you to work on it for 2 weeks leading up to make sure you can secure coffees and meetings.
Amen. So we've now secured that we're gonna have 20 or so engagements. We're gonna have at least one new partner meeting. And the third might be relatively obvious, but is one, again, that falls apart. It's you gotta continue to meet with your existing partners who are sending you business and make presentations, go to their teams, talk to them about what they're doing, what their struggles are, and see if somehow you can layer on what you do, because you have permission, because they trust you. You can now advertise because they are referring you. This is how we do a good job. This is what we do well. We're not in the stage now where we shouldn't talk about what we do, right? So those three things, we need a number on how many engagements. We need a number on how many new partners are doing. We need a number on how many current existing meetings we're keeping track of.
Yeah, and you know, just to piggyback on the last thing, because we love the piggyback. one of the things we've seen work really well. Let's say you are you have a couple lending partners, and you know, lender partner that you want to strengthen that relationship. You want to meet with them. You want to say, and you're like, what else do I do? Like, how else? I mean, I've reached out a ton of times. We've had coffee. They don't even really like to see me. Well, become a little more creative, and this is something you can do. Where create a presentation for real estate office, and it could be for social media. It could be for video. It could be for flood insurance needs or whatever it might be, something of value, and go to your lender partners and say, who are your best realtors? Great, well, I can run a workshop that I would typically charge for your realtor partners. Introduce me. And that's a great way to engage with your existing partner, introduce yourself to other realtor partners, and secure everything.
So you're talking about how to tackle two in one?
Two in one.
Yeah. Awesome.
Bonus
material from the Matt Nemoli. Yeah, so okay, so going back, the numbers we need you to track, we absolutely need you to do. New, existing, and engagements.
Yep.
Those are the three things. And if you track those, and the number doesn't have to be high or low, but if you track those, you will continue to stay fat and happy. And leads will not matter based on market.
Exactly. It's specifically very important to do this when things are busy, because it's so hard. It's easy to do this when things are slow. That's when people start to go frantic and get scared. But it's so important to do it when you're super busy.
Love it. Well, that is episode nueve.
Nueve.
I can't wait till we find out that's not the number for 9.
Oh, shoot. It might be. We'll ask ZB to edit it out.
Well, as we close,
bye-bye.